Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. I've got my coffee in hand, and I'm ready to celebrate you industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you solve problems, you're making the world a better place. That's why we celebrate you on Industrial Talk. Now, we were broadcasting from DistribuTech in Dallas. We had a great panel discussion with Team Armis and Team Kroll about cybersecurity and digital transformation. Let's get a crackin'. Okay, so you're in the digital transformation game, or you should be, because your competition is in the digital transformation game, and you need to secure that network to be able to reap the benefits of being able to pull that information, that data, to be able to make those decisions, those tactical decisions into your operation to create that business that is resilient. You need to secure it. And Team Armis, Team Kroll, come together and provide a solution that helps you identify those devices, secure those devices, and be able to reap the benefits of a digital transformation. But before we get into that conversation at DistribuTech, I want you to sort of put this on your calendar. I haven't got the dates down yet, but we are creating a series of webinars. I call them live podcasts because they are live podcasts. Of live podcasts dedicated to the state of utilities, state of oil and gas, state of manufacturing, and where do we stand? There's a lot of buzz. There's a lot of information, a lot of things happening out there that I know for me, I get confused, and I'm just saying, I need to know a little bit about where we're at, where we're going, and make paint that cogent picture of where we're at. So that's really important, and so be on the lookout. Go out to industrialtalk.com and find out more. And if you want to get engaged with this ever-expanding ecosystem of incredible professionals, please do so, industrialtalk.com. All right, let's get cracking with the conversation. Incredible professionals. Great conversation. And again, I can't stress this enough. You need trusted people. You need trusted companies to be able to help you through this digital transformation journey. Team Armis, Kroll, boom, they deliver. They've got a great solution. So you might hear some buzz in the background just because we were on site. But this is a good conversation. It's one that you need to take notes. So enjoy. All right, gents, welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for finding time in your busy schedule to talk about something that I believe is pretty doggone exciting. But before we get into that conversation, let's just go around the table. Let's make a quick introduction so the listeners know exactly who you guys are, why you have great and major street cred. So starting with you, Peter, give the listeners a little background on who you are.
Hey, morning, Scott. Pete Doggett, I'm the Chief Strategy Officer here at Armis, about 25 years in cybersecurity.
Oh, that's good. Vito.
Hi.
Give us a little background, Vito.
Yes. My name is Vito. I work from Europe, from the other side of the world. I'm sitting in Europe and I work for Kroll as a managing director. I take care of all cybersecurity problems around industrial security, Internet of Things, and offensive security for the proactive team in EMEA.
And he's got a mad setup right over there. If you're looking out on video, he's got mad setup. I like it a lot. All right, Nadir, a little background on who you are.
Hey, guys. I'm Nadir Azran, the CTO and co-founder at Armis. So I've been at the company since the start. These days, mostly kind of guiding the general vision and product outline of what we're doing and supporting the people who actually do the work, like Peter and Vito here.
Look at that. He's supportive. He's supportive of you, Keith. Yes. And last but not least, Keith, give us a little background on who you are.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. So my name is Keith Walsh. I am the Director of OT Strategy and Operations at Armis. So glad to be here on the show floor with you, Scott.
Yeah. And listeners, if you see some little delays within the conversation, we are broadcasting from a DistribuTech 22 here in Dallas. And we were scrambling for well, bandwidth to be able to do this live, but we because of Keith, we prevailed, so it's all good and wonderful. All right, Keith, let's start with you. Talk to us about what is just on the back, well, not the back burner, but on the burner for Armis. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, so as we move through 2022, it seems like critical infrastructure and protecting our way of life really seems to be on the front burner, not only for obviously those of us that sit here in the States, but you know, across the world, the NATO nations looking to preserve, you know, their critical infrastructure, the gas, the water, their electric delivery. And as we sit here on the show floor of DistribuTech, it's very topical because we are surrounded by some of the largest OEM vendors in the world, the service providers, and the show floor is being walked by some of the largest utilities in the world, all of which are having to deal with the same question and concern, which seemingly they've dealt with for the past 15, 20 years, which is, you know, how do I keep the bad guys out of my grid?
Yeah, that's an interesting challenge. And I think if any company is interested in this digital transformation, especially here, they're going to have to protect it, or their digital transformation journey will be somewhat short. Do you agree with that, Peter?
100%, Scott. You know, as we move through this Industry 4.0 shift, as we digitize ourselves, we've got to also think about the risks involved with adding more and more digitization, sensors, hardware, software, cloud to our environment. So we got to think very carefully as we go through that and put in place countermeasures.
Yeah, and Vito, what is your relationship with Armis in this particular focus, this noble, you know, push?
Yep. Well, Armis and Kroll recently joined forces together to be more valuable in the cybersecurity market. And I'm very excited. We are all very excited at Kroll about this partnership, because it allows us to bring more value to our customers. We are still dealing with the same problems since years, but with Armis on a side, we can have better offering. We can improve the way we deal with problems and make our customer more happy and try to help them, you know, be the people on the floor face to face to help them establish this trust relation.
We are on the exhibit floor, and he's got a heck of a voice. I really enjoy that voice. But so Nadir, give us the thinking behind, what's the program called there, Keith?
CIP, the Critical Infrastructure Protection Program.
Give us a little sort of overview of what that is there, Nadir.
Well, it's our desire to help the critical infrastructure companies in the U.S. and in general to be able to withstand what we believe is going to be a pretty significant cyber threat emerging from really all the usual suspects and players. I think that what we've seen from both our clients as well as our partnership with Kroll and with everyone else is that there are a lot of vulnerable infrastructure elements and a lot of places where there are security gaps. And our desire is to come in and help these companies get up to shape, help them prevent ahead of time different threats manifesting in their environment, and make sure that they're
good deal. Keith, can you how does one get involved? What's the process if I'm a critical infrastructure provider? How do I get involved?
Yes, yeah, so we launched this program on the 17th of the month, and this program CIP, Critical Infrastructure Protection Program, is really meant to, as mentioned, to address the security threats into our critical infrastructure, specifically around gas, water, electric utilities, our marine ports, our pipelines. And it's a program that we launched in conjunction with Kroll. And when you look at NIST, and you look at what NIST strives to do with identify and then detect, protect, you know, and then obviously inevitably respond and recover. You know, we partnered with Kroll, and obviously Armis, and our strengths are the front end of that NIST framework, which is the identify, detect, and protect. And then Kroll comes in on the back end. And what Kroll does is some extremely high valuable, you know, forensics and you know,
things of that nature with regards to if there are threats crossing the network. So if our utilities, gas, water, electric, marine ports, pipeline, if they see that they've got gaps and they don't understand their devices, if they've got gaps in their security posture of those devices, they can easily just hit Armis up at our OT solutions page at armis.com. There is a sign up link. It's just a simple reg page, and they'll be contacted by their local Armis team to start a complimentary program, which is 90 days in length. And what that does is it basically offers up a full assessment of every wired, every wireless device that communicates across their infrastructure, IT or OT, right? We understand that most of the threats into OT do, in fact, come from IT. So there's a simple registration page. There's also CIPP at armis.com. Either one of those two links will bring them into our bullpen at Armis, where we will immediately reach out and get an understanding for the use cases that those utilities are looking to solve for.
But Peter, here's the deal. That's sort of a snapshot in time, right? You offer this program. It is great. It provides the insights into what needs to be identified, but it's truly just a snapshot, because if I'm a company and I'm on this journey, baby, and I want to be able to do this, there's going to be new devices. There's going to constantly be this necessity to constantly update to protect our, you know, the critical infrastructure. Is that all a part of Armis and the solution and the SIP program?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, one thing Armis does very, very well is it is a real-time system. So we're continually looking at what new assets are coming onto the network, what's moving around, how are things being utilized. And over time, of course, you're going to have to understand those trends and analyze those for incident response, for risks and all that good stuff. So yes, you know, we envisage SIP helping our clients, helping utilities, helping oil and gas understand very, very, very quickly, what's my current state? Where am I? And then over time,
that to me is good, because let's just put it out there on the table. I'm lazy and I want to be able to be told that I have challenges, but I don't want to do it anymore. I think that's a critical component to what you guys are offering. It's once that system is in place, it monitors, and then Kroll does what Kroll does. Is that the way we roll there, Vito?
Yes, and one of the important aspects that has been discussed is this incident response. And when Kroll has been mentioned multiple times, we do have this, you know, very established incident response practice. We are very good there, but not a lot of companies out there that are doing incident response understands the peculiarities and the difference between incident response in IT and incident response in OT, where priorities are completely different. And what you need to do to make sure that you are staying on production, what you need to do is different than just installing, you know, agents and doing just forensic and doing the analysis to look for the patient zero, the usual way you do incident response. So we understand all these differences, and we try to use and leverage the capabilities that are bringing out of the technology that Armis provides to offer better incident response, to be capable with customers to isolate their problem and to go back in production in a shorter time, which is one of the highest priority when an incident response hits OT on top of the IT or only OT. So this is really, really crucial to understand these peculiarities and this difference. This is where we add value. We use the technology to reach better incident response in OT.
You know, Vito brings up a good point.
Go.
You know, as we're surrounded here on the show floor with all sorts of OEM vendors, Capband controller vendors, closer vendors, smart meter vendors, as these devices are being placed within our grid on our feeders, you know, these devices 20 years ago never communicated. And typically how they've come to market is they've slapped comms onto these devices, whether it be cellular, whether it be 900 megahertz, whether it be tower-centric solutions. But these devices typically have never communicated in the past. And now there's hundreds of vendors on this floor with all these devices that we now have to address. And to Vito's point, these devices need to be, you know, the risk of these devices and the potential threats, it needs to be solved for in a different way, because we can't necessarily just cut communications to a Capband controller or a recloser, you know, these devices that manage the delivery of energy down our grid.
Yeah.
So it's Armis's take that, you know, when we're deployed on an OT side within the confines of critical infrastructure, but also on the IT side, because wouldn't it be novel to stop that threat from ever even entering OT, where you don't have to necessarily address, an existing exploit or threat within your OT network because you caught it in IT?
So, Nader, it's great to identify. It's great that this platform exists. It's great that it appears to be simple, real time, all good. It seems great. But there has to be action. Is Armis a part of that, saying, hey, we found something. Boom, do we do something? There's action associated with it, mitigate it, take care of it.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific question. Visibility is one thing, but the actual security part and taking action is important. So the answer is yes, in two ways. I think from an Armis standpoint, there are things that Armis can take directly as actions within the environment. Lock out different devices and assets, limit their capabilities of communication, doing things like that. But also, Armis lives as part of an ecosystem of different tools used by both different clients as well as the partners and service providers that they use. And Armis is able to seamlessly integrate with these different tools as well. So use the right tool for the right action, use the existing enforcement platforms and investments that organizations have already made, and make sure to streamline everything so that they can monitor and audit these changes later on. But the result of all of this is that if something bad happens, Armis can actually take immediate action to resolve that using any and all methods.
So I can't say digress, but this is an interesting thought that came to mind. This is DUK. So we've identified, we have mitigating solutions. Is there another step of saying, hey, whatever the body is, we're coming across this particular threat within our critical infrastructure. I want to be able to sort of let everybody know about that, because that's real important, because you don't want to just hold it close to your vest. You want to be able to say, hey, this is a bad, issue you wouldn't need to be aware of.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting question. So what drives Armis at the heart of what we do is our collective intelligence based upon our device knowledge base, which currently actively manages and monitors over 2 billion devices in real time. So as an example, a utility customer, there's a vulnerability and an exploit, right? There's a threat that's running across, a municipality, a co-op, an IOU in the central United States, right? The knowledge base ingests that information, and we see that there's an anomaly that's occurring within that device. So when we talk about collective intelligence, we're talking about being able to take that information of what occurred, maybe at a smart meter, maybe at a load control switch that sits on the side of your house in Louisiana, right? And that device, there's an exploit. Maybe there's a TLS exploit or an authentication exploit in that Eaton switch that sits on the side of your house. That's clicking on and off your air conditioner. It's clicking on and off your electric, your water heater. Right. So we can ingest that information and extrapolate the knowledge of what happened within that device and intelligently share that information with all other verticals, all other owners of that Eaton switch, so that it's really sort of a communal effort to attack the problem. And we can do this because we are a knowledge based, a cloud centric solution that ingests this information from one device, but yet can share that information across the entire ecosystem.
Gets me giddy. Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up. Is there something that we did not cover that we should have covered in this conversation about SIP, what Armis is providing, and the necessity to be able to have that clarity within these connected devices? Peter, is there anything that we needed to sort of quickly touch on that we didn't?
Scott, I think we covered it. I'd recommend anyone go to armis.com, go look us up. We are passionate about this space. We want to go and help.
Clearly it is. You can tell. Vito, same question to you. Is there anything that we sort of left out that we should have included in this important conversation?
Well, I will just close with reminding everybody that the approach that ARMIS is using, but in general, the network-based detection and response approach, we are trying to achieve NIST, you know, with this visibility improvement and all that stuff that we all know very well. But when it comes to critical infrastructure, when it comes to OT environments where you have this heterogeneous mix of different devices, and now with Industry 4.0, they are getting connected. When it comes to this point, the only solution we have to achieve that is the passive approach. It's what we are trying to do. And on top of that, with platforms like ARMIS, you can also react on events, and you can move to, from passive monitoring, which is the only thing you can do, to just active response. And this is, I just want to emphasize the fact that this is the only really valuable approach.
Well, there you go. That's... All right, Nadir, back to you. Is there anything that we need to sort of chirp on before we depart this incredible conversation?
Nothing to add on top of what my esteemed colleagues here said. Great discussion, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, definitely. The pleasure is mine. I'm a big fan of digital transformation, right? And if we want to really go down that road, we have to protect those assets. If we don't protect those assets, this whole dream of digital transformation becomes just, well, that, a dream. Keith, final thought. Close us out.
Yeah, so final thoughts. We're at booth 357 here in the DistribuTech Hall. So certainly come by. This the SIP program, you know, we're as Peter mentioned, we're serious as a heart attack about this. You know, trying to you know, offer back to the community, the critical infrastructure operators, the asset operators here at DistribuTech. If there's concern about the secureness of those devices, absolutely come by, talk to us at 357. We also have a conversation on Wednesday at 9:30 on the exhibit floor with IBM and with EPRI, the Energy Research Power folks.
Yeah.
Energy Power Research Institute.
Yeah.
So we've got a panel 9:30 Wednesday morning where we are going to be discussing NERC SIP. We're going to be discussing the merits of what maybe a cloud-based infrastructure that mirrors FedRAMP looks like, such that the utilities can now leverage the values of a cloud-based infrastructure that's been audited and complies with FedRAMP. So a very interesting conversation we're about to have this Wednesday morning.
That's great, man. See, listeners, you can tell that they're quite passionate. Definitely leaving it out on the old field, or shall we say, in Peter's world, the pitch. How's that? I nailed it, huh? The pitch. All right, listeners. Hey, thank you guys for joining Industrial Talk. Thank you for sharing this wonderful program. Listeners, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, go out to industrialtalk.com. That's where all the contact information will be located. If you're saying, hey, Scott, I want to be able to contact them, fear not, just go out there. You will have no problem finding them. All right, Nadir, Vito, Peter, Keith, thank you very much, and thank you. We're going to wrap it up on the other side, so stay tuned. Do not go away.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, and we want to just give a hearty thank you to Team ARMIS as well as Team Kroll for delivering and being a part of the solution to educate, to collaborate, and to definitely innovate so that we can enjoy the benefits of digital transformation and create that business of resilience. Reach out to them. Go out to armis.com. Definitely find out more, and you will not be disappointed. All right. Reiterate, we are starting a series called Status of Utility, the state of manufacturing, the state of oil and gas, and be able to paint that picture of where we stand today with all of the incredible innovations going. So go out to industrialtalk.com, get engaged, be a part of this ever-expanding ecosystem. Thank you again for joining. Remember to be bold, brave, and dare greatly. And hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly. You're going to change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so stay tuned.